33. Isaac. It's probably one of the best-kept secrets in the universe, Abel said, her eyes dancing from Rico to Isaac and back. Incredible, considering it's a human endeavor. She paused, collecting her thoughts. We don't know when the Relia first arrived on Earth, she continued after a moment. We have a little better idea about the Axon, but only because we found one of their ships, and because Tinker found one.
Who?
Isaac asked. Tinker, Abel repeated. Does the name John Stacker mean anything to you?
Isaac nodded.
He was a USSF general. He refused to be part of the Generations program because he believed we could overcome the Trife. That's right. Depending on when you went into stasis, you might not know he ended up splitting with the USSF, along with about 50,000 assorted military personnel. They weren't ready to give up on Earth. I might have joined him if I were awake at the time.
Abel smiled.
I bet you would have. In any case, he had a wife, and they started a family. That family turned into Tinker.
She looked at Rico.
It also turned into a lot more than that.
What do you mean? Rico asked.
John Stacker's wife Mary was a scientist. She was the first person to manage a successful adult replication with an intact memory stack.
She invented cloning?
Yes.
From Earth?
That's right. John wasn't completely wrong about his ability to manage the Trife. He set up a base of operations in Norfolk, Virginia, and started launching missions against them. He managed to clear about 100 square kilometers around the city.
That sounds familiar, Isaac said.
Hayden, Rico said.
That's right, Abel replied.
Sheriff Duke isn't the first person to try to create a safe zone for survivors. John Stacker did it 200 years ago, and his offspring held it for a while. But the Trife are hard to keep back forever. They recovered all of the territory except for the walled-in portion of Norfolk, until Tinker came along.
What made him different? Isaac asked.
He was a scientist first, a soldier second. He focused on solving the Trife problem from a higher level, which led him to his discovery of the Axon's presence on Earth. He recovered one of their ships from the ocean and harnessed the power of its energy source to create a shield around the city, which he renamed Edenrise.
Hayden told me some of that story, Rico said, after Austin died. They got tangled up with Tinker and a clone of John Stacker.
Isaac glanced over at Rico, surprised by how the two stories were becoming interwoven the more Abel spoke. But there was something there he couldn't quite put his finger on. Was there some truth she didn't want to admit?
An unfortunate circumstance, Abel said.
Austin's death was more than an unfortunate circumstance, Rico snapped, suddenly angry.
I'm sorry, Abel replied, a poor choice of words. Austin was a good man, a great centurion. But he was loyal to the CSF, too loyal to trust with our secrets. It wasn't my call to make, but yes, his death was a result of that fact, and I am sorry for that.
Rico leaned back in her seat without responding. Abel continued.
The organization spent years in trade with Tinker, shipping him raw materials in exchange for advanced weaponry under the auspices of the Trust. He never knew our goals, and we never knew his. But he was allowed to keep some of the weapons he made. It was all preparation for the day when the Relia truly arrived, and we figured Earth would be more ready if we had a man like Tinker doing what he did best. We never guessed his real motivation until it was almost too late.
And Hayden saved your collective asses, Rico said. And at the same time, might have cost us a chance to escape Relia attention. Would they have been so interested in coming to Earth now if Tinker had succeeded?
They were already on Earth, Isaac said, getting Abel's attention. They were already interested. They have been here for years.
Oh?
Her eyes shifted to Rico.
That wasn't in your report.
I may have omitted some details, Rico replied.
Care to tell me about it, Ike? Abel asked.
Not really, Isaac replied. You know the pertinent parts, and the rest was dealt with. and Sheriff Duke is trying to form an alliance with the Axon after he stopped Tinker from doing the same.
From what I understand, Tinker was a madman, Rico said. Hayden isn't. In any case, we've gotten off track. I want to know the history of the organization, not a rehash of how you've screwed things up.
Us, Abel said.
You mishandled the situation with Stacker. You nearly got Ike here killed. I'm sure you screwed up more than that.
If Riley Valentine was part of the organization, she's at least partially responsible for the death of my son, Isaac said. It was her research that got him killed. Her research that put me in stasis. And it was her research that nearly gave Aurelia Ancient a foothold on the planet. I'm willing to bet her recklessness is the reason we're here today.
You can't blame one scientist for everything, Abel said.
To hell I can't, Isaac replied. You do understand the Relia communicate with one another through a quantum tunnel to another dimension, right? They're all connected. So when one learns something, it can share that knowledge with the rest. Valentine opened a portal to an Axon world the Relia were in the middle of trying to conquer. You can't tell me that action hasn't affected the narrative since then.
Can we all just stop for a second? Bennett said, speaking up for the first time.
He got to his feet.
We can throw blame around until we all pass out from exhaustion. It doesn't change the here and now. Aurelia's ship is on its way to Earth. We have to stop it. It's important to understand the history because, yes, it is important that we trust one another, if only because it's equally important that Hayden Duke trusts us when we arrive. We need to work together on this. All of us.
He looked at Abel. Including John Stacker. The room fell silent. Isaac glanced at Rico. She stared at Bennett, her eyes soft, affectionate. He knew she saw her late husband in the clone's outburst.
Ryan's right, Abel said. Let's put everything related to the present aside while I start over from the beginning.
Okay? Isaac nodded.
Agreed.
Go ahead, Rico said.
Abel took a few seconds to reset herself.
We don't really know when the Relia first arrived on Earth. It was before the Trife ever showed up. At least a century, maybe more. We only really started to understand they were here when they started getting into scrapes with the Axon.
What do you mean, scrapes? Isaac asked.
The Axon and the Hunger are enemies. The Axon were already here. When they discovered the Relia were also here, the two factions fought. Of course, they were smart enough not to get caught for a long time. They dealt with one another in secret. Dark alleys, deserted highways, in the middle of the rainforest, underwater, that kind of thing. Until they didn't.
You're saying that the entire time I was a child, to when I became a Marine, to when I was put into stasis in Dugway, the Axon and the Relia were here on Earth, beating on one another?
That's right.
Why didn't anyone know?
Someone did know. The organization was born out of the team assembled to deal with the situation. Capture and control. Only the Axon turned out to be impossible to capture, and the Relia were often difficult to control. We tried. Mistakes were made. In the end, we went in for the kill.
And started an intergalactic war, Rico said.
Not quite. The organization recognized that if there were alien agents in our midst, it was only a matter of time before they came to our planet in force. After all, if it was peace they were after, there was no reason to lurk. But both the Relia and Axon see us as barely civilized inhabitants of a world they both want to possess. A world we now know sits almost directly in the middle of the borders of Axon and Relia claimed space. That's one of the reasons we're concerned about Sheriff Duke's interaction with the Axon. Whatever deal he's trying to make, there's a good chance it'll end badly for us.
It's a risk, Isaac admitted, but a necessary one.
If what you're saying is true, it's more necessary than we thought.
Of course it's true, but you can't count on the Axon to help us. They don't want to help us. They want our planet as a buffer between them and the Hunger.
You had all these years to stop the Trife? It didn't stop them from landing here and destroying our world.
What we knew only scratched the surface. Yes, we had an Axon ship. Yes, we captured one of their intellects. But figuring out how to take advantage of all that? We didn't have half the tools we have today, and they still aren't enough. We have cloning, but we can't reproduce as quickly as the Trife. We have Spacefold, but we can't travel across the galaxy as efficiently as the Axon. Aurelia can infect a person, forcing that individual to act according to its will. The Axon can project a perfect likeness of anyone, not to mention cause people to hallucinate. We're fighting blindfolded with one hand tied behind our back, and it's a fight we can't afford to lose.
Abel paused. She was clearly upset, not only at having to defend the organization, but at the truth of their situation. All of this time, and they were still so far from their goals.
When the Trife arrived, we had to make a judgment call, she said. Maintain the status quo, or try to change the outcome. Riley Valentine was an accomplished geneticist as well as a former Marine Raider. Like Sheriff Duke, she was also afraid to take risks. We gave her a team and set her loose.
She looked at Isaac.
I'm sorry if her actions cost you your son. But we had a whole planet to think about. We still do.
What about Valentine? Isaac asked. What happened to her?
When the generation ships launched, the organization launched with them. Every ship had members implanted across the populations, in and outside of the military. They all had specific orders for when they arrived. Valentine and her team were on one of the ships, the Deliverance. Her orders were specific and unique. The Deliverance never arrived at Proxima, Rico said. No, it didn't. And Valentine had something to do with that? She did.
Isaac shook his head. What the hell did you people do?
We engaged in a war to save our planet. We lost. Like it or not, we have to try again. It won't only be Earth we lose this time. The enemy knows about Proxima. They know about the settlement, and they know where in the universe to find it. Either we stop the hunger, or the hunger will end all of human life as we know it.
It's probably one of the best-kept secrets in the universe,
Abel said, her eyes dancing from Rico to Isaac and back.
Incredible, considering it's a human endeavor.
She paused, collecting her thoughts.
We don't know when the Relia first arrived on Earth, she continued after a moment. We have a little better idea about the Axon, but only because we found one of their ships, and because Tinker found one.
Who? Isaac asked.
Tinker, Abel repeated. Does the name John Stacker mean anything to you?
Isaac nodded.
He was a USSF general. He refused to be part of the Generations program because he believed we could overcome the Trife.
That's right. Depending on when you went into stasis, you might not know he ended up splitting with the USSF, along with about 50,000 assorted military personnel. They weren't ready to give up on Earth.
I might have joined him if I were awake at the time.
Abel smiled.
I bet you would have. In any case, he had a wife, and they started a family. That family turned into Tinker.
She looked at Rico.
It also turned into a lot more than that.
What do you mean? Rico asked.
John Stacker's wife, Mary, was a scientist. She was the first person to manage a successful adult replication with an intact memory stack.
She invented cloning?
Yes.
From Earth?
That's right. John wasn't completely wrong about his ability to manage the Strife. He set up a base of operations in Norfolk, Virginia, and started launching missions against them. He managed to clear about 100 square kilometers around the city.
That sounds familiar, Isaac said.
Hayden, Rico said.
That's right, Abel replied.
Sheriff Duke isn't the first person to try to create a safe zone for survivors. John Stacker did it 200 years ago, and his offspring held it for a while. But the Trife are hard to keep back forever. They recovered all of the territory except for the walled-in portion of Norfolk. Until Tinker came along.
What made him different? Isaac asked.
He was a scientist first, a soldier second. He focused on solving the Trife problem from a higher level, which led him to his discovery of the Axon's presence on Earth. He recovered one of their ships from the ocean and harnessed the power of its energy source to create a shield around the city, which he renamed Edenrise.
Hayden told me some of that story, Rico said, after Austin died. They got tangled up with Tinker and a clone of John Stacker.
Isaac glanced over at Rico, surprised by how the two stories were becoming interwoven the more Abel spoke. But there was something there he couldn't quite put his finger on. Was there some truth she didn't want to admit?
An unfortunate circumstance, Abel said.
Austin's death was more than an unfortunate circumstance, Rico snapped, suddenly angry.
I'm sorry, Abel replied, a poor choice of words. Austin was a good man, a great centurion. But he was loyal to the CSF, too loyal to trust with our secrets. It wasn't my call to make, but yes, his death was a result of that fact, and I am sorry for that.
Rico leaned back in her seat without responding. Abel continued. The organization spent years in trade with Tinker, shipping him raw materials in exchange for advanced weaponry under the auspices of the Trust. He never knew our goals, and we never knew his. But he was allowed to keep some of the weapons he made. It was all preparation for the day when the Relia truly arrived, and we figured Earth would be more ready if we had a man like Tinker doing what he did best. We never guessed his real motivation until it was almost too late.
And Hayden saved your collective asses, Rico said. And at the same time, might have cost us a chance to escape Relia attention. Would they have been so interested in coming to Earth now if Tinker had succeeded?
They were already on Earth, Isaac said, getting Abel's attention. They were already interested. They have been here for years.
Oh?
Her eyes shifted to Rico.
That wasn't in your report.
I may have omitted some details, Rico replied.
Care to tell me about it, Ike? Abel asked.
Not really, Isaac replied. You know the pertinent parts, and the rest was dealt with.
And Sheriff Duke is trying to inform an alliance with the Axon after he stopped Tinker from doing the same.
From what I understand, Tinker was a madman, Rico said. Hayden isn't. In any case, we've gotten off track. I want to know the history of the organization, not a rehash of how you've screwed things up.
Us, Abel said.
You mishandled the situation with Stacker. You nearly got Ike here killed. I'm sure you've screwed up more than that.
If Riley Valentine was part of the organization, she's at least partially responsible for the death of my son, Isaac said. It was her research that got him killed. Her research that put me in stasis. And it was her research that nearly gave Aurelia Ancient a foothold on the planet. I'm willing to bet her recklessness is the reason we're here today.
You can't blame one scientist for everything, Abel said.
To hell I can't, Isaac replied. You do understand the Relia communicate with one another through a quantum tunnel to another dimension, right? They're all connected. So when one learns something, it can share that knowledge with the rest. Valentine opened a portal to an Axon world the Relia were in the middle of trying to conquer. You can't tell me that action hasn't affected the narrative since then.
Can we all just stop for a second? Bennett said, speaking up for the first time.
He got to his feet.
We can throw blame around until we all pass out from exhaustion. It doesn't change the here and now. A Relia ship is on its way to Earth. We have to stop it. It's important to understand the history because, yes, it is important that we trust one another, if only because it's equally important that Hayden Duke trusts us when we arrive. We need to work together on this. All of us. He looked at Abel. Including John Stacker. The room fell silent. Isaac glanced at Rico. She stared at Bennett, her eyes soft. Affectionate. He knew she saw her late husband in the clone's outburst.
Ryan's right, Abel said. Let's put everything related to the present aside while I start over from the beginning.
Okay? Isaac nodded.
Agreed.
Go ahead, Rico said.
Abel took a few seconds to reset herself.
We don't really know when the Relia first arrived on Earth. It was before the Trife ever showed up. At least a century, maybe more. We only really started to understand they were here when they started getting into scrapes with the Axon.
What do you mean, scrapes? Isaac asked.
The Axon and the Hunger are enemies. The Axon were already here.
When they discovered the Relia were also here, the two factions fought. Of course, they were smart enough not to get caught for a long time. They dealt with one another in secret. Dark alleys, deserted highways, in the middle of the rainforest, underwater, that kind of thing. Until they didn't.
You're saying that the entire time I was a child, to when I became a Marine, to when I was put into stasis in Dugway, the Axon and the Relia were here on Earth, beating on one another?
That's right.
Why didn't anyone know?
Someone did know. The organization was born out of the team assembled to deal with the situation. Capture and control. Only the Axon turned out to be impossible to capture, and the Relia were often difficult to control. We tried. Mistakes were made. In the end, we went in for the kill. And started an intergalactic war, Rico said. Not quite. The organization recognized that if there were alien agents in our midst, it was only a matter of time before they came to our planet in force. After all, if it was peace they were after, there was no reason to lurk. But both the Relia and Axon see us as barely civilized inhabitants of a world they both want to possess. A world we now know sits almost directly in the middle of the borders of Axon and Relia claimed space. That's one of the reasons we're concerned about Sheriff Duke's interaction with the Axon. Whatever deal he's trying to make, there's a good chance it'll end badly for us.
It's a risk, Isaac admitted, but a necessary one. If what you're saying is true, it's more necessary than we thought.
Of course it is. But you can't count on the Axon to help us. They don't want to help us. They want our planet as a buffer between them and the hunger.
You had all these years to stop the Trife? It didn't stop them from landing here and destroying our world.
What we knew only scratched the surface. Yes, we had an Axon ship. Yes, we captured one of their intellects. But figuring out how to take advantage of all that? We didn't have half the tools we have today, and they still aren't enough. We have cloning, but we can't reproduce as quickly as the Trife. We have Spacefold, but we can't travel across the galaxy as efficiently as the Axon. A Relia can infect a person, forcing that individual to act according to its will. The Axon can project a perfect likeness of anyone, not to mention cause people to hallucinate. We're fighting blindfolded with one hand tied behind our back, and it's a fight we can't afford to lose.
Abel paused. She was clearly upset, not only at having to defend the organization, but at the truth of their situation. All of this time, and they were still so far from their goals.
When the Trife arrived, we had to make a judgment call, she said. Maintain the status quo, or try to change the outcome. Riley Valentine was an accomplished geneticist as well as a former Marine Raider. Like Sheriff Duke, she was also afraid to take risks. We gave her a team and set her loose.
She looked at Isaac.
I'm sorry if her actions cost you your son. But we had a whole planet to think about. We still do.
What about Valentine? Isaac asked. What happened to her?
When the generation ships launched, the organization launched with them. Every ship had members implanted across the populations, in and outside of the military. They all had specific orders for when they arrived. Valentine and her team were on one of the ships, the Deliverance. Her orders were specific and unique. The Deliverance never arrived at Proxima, Rico said. No, it didn't.
And Valentine had something to do with that?
She did.
Isaac shook his head. What the hell did you people do?
We engaged in a war to save our planet. We lost. Like it or not, we have to try again. It won't only be Earth we lose this time. The enemy knows about Proxima. They know about the settlement, and they know where in the universe to find it. Either we stop the hunger, or the hunger will end all of human life as we know it.